The city of Syracuse is pulling out all the stops for this year's tree lighting ceremony, which for the first time features an artificial Christmas tree. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Gone are the days of chopping down and hauling 45-foot-tall evergreens to Clinton Square in Syracuse to be installed as the city's Christmas tree. The heartbeat of the city's holiday celebration has been replaced by a 42-foot-tall artificial tree with more than 10,000 multicolored LED lights on 400 panel branches. City officials admit they've heard grumbling from some Central New Yorkers about the change, but one person who's for it, Kevin Henry, who works in the city's Parks Department.
It definitely saved the city a ton of money. This is an operation that used to go on with almost 40 people. And right now, we're pretty much going to put this tree up with 4 people this year.
Other firsts, Park and Rec Commissioner Julie Lefebvre says the trees will be adorned with 1,200 ornaments.
We figured if we're going to make this tree shine and beautiful and get people excited about it, I mean, everybody at their own house puts ornaments. Why should we not do that?
The lighting ceremony remains the same the day after Thanksgiving. And along with the dance and music performances, ice skating and hot cocoa, there will be a special MC. Mayor Ben Walsh pulled some family strings to get his cousin, Syracuse native Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants, to help turn on the lights.
It's good for our Parks Department, it's good for our employees, and it allows us to keep the tradition going, which is the most important thing.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.